From car charging points obstructing the footpath to a treasure trove of Roman coins, here are some more news items. And first of all, a charity has raised concerns that the installation of dozens of electric vehicle chargers could make it harder for people with disabilities or impairments to get around the streets. Norfolk County Council's work to install electric vehicle chargers on 33 Norwich streets will start this month. 13 more locations are on hold, pending further design and feasibility work to make certain it's practical for them to be installed there. The project had already been paused once to address issues raised during public consultation, such as chargers taking up too much room on pavements, impeding people in wheelchairs and parents with buggies. But Rachel Andrews from Inclusive Norwich, which campaigns to make Norwich accessible, said she still had concerns that the devices could block pavements. She said, "Inclusive Norwich recognises the need for electric vehicle chargers in Norwich, and we fully support a greener, more sustainable transport strategy. However, our concern is that those of us who need unobstructed access to the pavement, such as wheelchair users, people with sight issues, and those with other mobility needs, may be being literally squeezed out of areas by the installation of on-street charger units. We've communicated this to the EV Charge team at a number of meetings and hope that the revised installation plans will be taking into account this vital feedback."
Some parts of Norfolk had their coldest day since the Beast from the East in 2018. Saturday saw sub-zero temperatures across most of the east of England, and Dan Holly from Norwich-based WeatherQuest has revealed that records have been set. Of its Norfolk stations, Houghton Hall, Marham and Tibbenham all had their coldest day since 2018. The maximum temperature in these areas on Saturday was minus 2 degrees at Marham and minus 1 at Houghton Hall and Tibbenham. Mr. Holly said extensive freezing fog meant that Cromer was the only station to climb above freezing on Saturday. The Met Office issued a yellow weather warning for ice, which was in place until yesterday. Some local football matches were also cancelled on Saturday. However, many people headed out and embraced the snow that had fallen overnight in some parts of Norfolk.
And on that theme, here are the top five winter walks to explore across Norfolk. First of all, the Holcombe Estate. The park offers a host of waymarked footpaths spanning across the estate, with routes suitable for pushchairs and wheelchairs. Blakeney Point. Blakeney National Nature Reserve has vast open landscapes perfect for a slightly more active walk. A large seal colony is also known to make the beach their home, but it's important to admire them from a distance. Whittlingham Broad. The circular 2.5 mile trail winds around the broad for a picturesque waterside walk, and the route is very flat and perfect for anyone looking for something more leisurely. The Blickling Estate. The 950-acre estate is host to various routes around its parklands and woods, and the lake offers a particularly fresh winter walk with the hall as a perfect backdrop. And finally, Marriott's Way. The 26-mile route is made up of footpaths, bridleways and cycle routes. The path cuts across a whole range of landscapes, including the Wensum River Valley and Whitwell Common.
Norfolk-based car manufacturer Lotus has launched its own range of electric vehicle charging equipment following a record-breaking 6 months. The firm, founded in Hethel, near Wyndham, is hoping to alleviate what it describes as charging anxiety, with the new product line focused on cutting the time it takes to charge electric vehicles. The range features an ultra-fast 450 kilowatt DC charger, power cabinet, and a modular unit for charging up to four vehicles at once. It comes after the company announced last year that all its production vehicles will be fully electric from this year as part of its Vision 80 strategy. Its first electric SUV went to market in 2022, with the firm delivering to customers across the UK, Europe, and China. Mike Johnston, Chief Commercial Officer at Lotus Group, said, "Over the past 6 years, Lotus has been investing in the technology and infrastructure to accelerate the transition to electrification. We want to make it easier than ever to own an electric vehicle, and with our latest offerings, Lotus is able to provide customers with the confidence to access easy, fast, and efficient charging."
From an unknown startup founded in a Norfolk market town to a globally recognised tech firm spanning four continents, it's been a game-changing 4 years for Secura Mobile Intelligence. The firm, which became a Norwich City Football Club shirt sponsor earlier this year, specialises in virtual security, providing the tech to allow companies to verify the identity of their customers and detect online fraud before it happens. Its application programming interface software is used by everyone from global tier one banks and fintech firms to retail and gaming companies, and is the technology behind many password-free login systems. And with more than 2.5 billion people across the globe now using its software, the Norfolk-grown business is set to become one of the hottest companies in the world of mobile intelligence. Since its launch in 2019, the company has grown from a single office in Aylsham to five worldwide, with bases in India, the USA, South Africa, and Budapest. Global Marketing Manager Matt Cooper joined the business in 2022 and said, "Having regional CEOs who know the local market inside out had been central to its success."
Roman coins discovered in a Norfolk field have sold for more than £15,000 at auction. A collection of 73 silver coins unearthed by a metal detectorist searching a field in Colkirk near Fakenham went under the hammer on December the 4th in Mayfair, selling for a total of £15,285. The coins were just the first tranche of 432 unearthed at the site over 2 years, starting in January 2020. Among the tranche was an incredibly rare Miliarensis, featuring a phoenix standing on a globe on one side. It was just the fifth specimen of its kind known to exist, with the other four in museums. This coin had a pre-sale estimate of £2,000 to £2,600, but sold for £3,400. Nigel Mills, coin and artifact specialist at auctioneers Noonan's, said of the coin, "At this time, the empire was ruled jointly by Gratian, his half-brother, Valentinian II, and Theodosius. So this coin, together with an example of each of the other two co-emperors, could have provided a donative payment of a Miliarensis, celebrating a military victory."